Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. There are layers of meaning in today's scripture. There are layers of meaning in our call to service to one another. And there are layers of flavors in a multi-layered cake. Our scripture and our call to service are to me like a multi-layered cake. The outside of a frosted cake does not reveal the flavor on the inside. Likewise, when we first hear a passage from scripture, the content is not immediately understood. And so it is with cakes. We encounter the outside of a cake first. We want it to look appealing. Even the name of a cake can influence whether we are willing to try it or not. I would love to taste a spiced chocolate cake or a fudge meringue cake. But a spiced chocolate prune cake or a tomato soup mystery cake? Well, I hesitate. So such might be the case when we hear today is Christ the King Sunday. The title of King might feel too remote and unappealing. So we need to relate the passage from Ezekiel with a passage from Matthew to discover a rich blend of a king as a shepherd, and the shepherd is king. So there is more than frosting when we first hear the reading from Ezekiel. It begins by something wonderfully pastoral and comforting. I myself will search for my sheep. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the stray. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But then we hear what we think is something sour. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. God switched from pastoral to prophetic. God's way, which seems never to be our way of solving things, can confound us. Because God says, I will feed them with justice. But if these are already fat sheep, why would God feed them more? It is what God uses for food that makes the difference. God wants to transform the fat sheep, and God transforms them with the food of justice. But God does not disguise justice like a frosting disguises the interior of a cake. It is spelled out for us in the Gospel of Matthew. Give drink to the thirsty, feed the hungry, visit the imprisoned, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, comfort the sick. So in this gospel, we discover many layers of meaning in service and layers of meanings for king and shepherd, sheep and goats. So at the time of Christ in Palestine, shepherds routinely had mixed flocks. Their sheep and goats grazed together during the day. At night, though, the sheep would continue to enjoy the open-air pasture, but the goats who had less wool had to be brought in and protected from the cold. Thus, the sheep had more commercial value, and they were preferred over the goats. So Jesus uses sheep and goats to illustrate the way, the path of service, or the lack thereof. This gospel has many layers. Jesus is portrayed as a shepherd and a king, and most importantly, as one of us. That what we do to the least, we do to him. So this is the outer layer, the frosting of this passage. A brief description, but without the depth of flavor that is ours to receive. The interior substance of this text is the food of justice. Because in this passage, Jesus separates the deeds of people as either life-giving or not. When we die, God is not going to be impressed with how many hours we worked overtime, how many degrees or awards we earned, how financially secure we became, how comfortable we made our home, what titles we are known by, what our salary was, what our pensions are. God is going to look through all that frosting, the superficial, right into our souls and judge us solely on how, where, and when we loved. Did we risk loving? Or did we love only those we like? Today's gospel is not like a French recipe that requires technique and skill to pull off a soufflé. It is straightforward ingredients, all of which affects others, the family of God. In fact, it is all the nations that Matthew describes as the family of God. And let us not be caught up with assuming that the gospel ingredients are simply external works of mercy, like giving drink to the thirsty, food to the hungry, and visiting the sick. Remember, there are more layers than meets the eye. This gospel of Matthew is the only detailed depiction in the entire New Testament of a final judgment scene. It is about judging and separating based on our action or non-action in love. And it makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable because I would like to say to God, but I cannot help everyone. I do not have the money or the time. Besides, God, how can I tell who is really needy? Or simply wants money for a cheap bottle of wine? What am I to do, God? What I can do and you can do, and what I'm called to do, is to be simple and present to whoever is in front of me. Because Jesus said, when you did it to one of the least of these, my family, you did it to me. And the it is some form of love, of service, of being present, or assisting or supporting a fellow human being. The it is based on the quality of our love, not the quantity. That is a challenging proposition, because we can be overachievers or high-level multitaskers. But Jesus' way of love slows us down to love. I believe one of the ways Jesus would have spread this gospel message, if he were alive today, would be through social media. But the catch is, actually, Jesus is alive today through us. We are the channels of his peace. We are his voice. We are his hands. Now, the world does not need another awards show. But Anderson Cooper of CNN hosted a show on Thanksgiving last year entitled CNN Heroes. As Anderson Cooper stated last November, these people did not have a lot of money, did not have access to power, and some were not even liked by the leaders of their communities. But each one woke up one day and decided it was up to them to start filling a need. Cooper presented the 2010 CNN Hero of the Year Award to Anuradha Kerala, who had spent 20 years working to prevent human trafficking and sexual exploitation of Nepal's women and girls. She and her supporters raided brothels, educated villagers, and provided a haven for some of the more than 12,000 Nepalese women and girls that her group rescued from a life of prostitution. Others who were awarded that night included a Scottish man who formed an organization that feeds hungry children, a Cambodian man who once was a child soldier but now works to clear deadly landmines, a Texan who builds homes for injured U.S. service members, and a Los Angeles woman who provides shelter for women newly released from prison. But here, without TV cameras to follow, are many Christian heroes sitting in our pews. There are many in our St. Francis family who would qualify for an award on CNN. But awards are not what it is about, is it? God does not have award shows in heaven. What the scriptures tell us today is that we are called to enter eternal life through a life of service, through acts of charity. But as the saying goes, charity begins at home, and it needs to. We need to feed one another and support one another. And when we do this, we come to experience within us the love and power of God. It is the food of justice that transforms. It is with God and through God that we have the power to serve others. And as we heard in the second reading, we need to pray for a spirit of wisdom so that the eyes of our hearts are opened and enlightened to the needs before us. So I ask us all this morning, how can you become more aware? I know for myself, I cannot help everyone, but I can look around, maybe a little farther beyond my comfort zone, and try. There are a lot of layers of meaning in our call to service. There are a lot of layers of meaning, of flavors, and a multi-layered cake. And just as we are tempted to judge whether we want to dive into a cake or not by looking at the outside, let us not judge the appearance or attitude or circumstances of others. For as Jesus said, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Let us love others with and for God. Amen.